South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelo, along with Beth Foster, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy. You know who that is. It's David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham.
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. All right, so Windows 11. We're getting into a lot of Windows topic as of late, but yeah, we got lots to talk about. Windows 11 will not respect your privacy until you make some changes. Boy, we've had people we've been in relationships that have said that as well. But fill us in here on Windows 11, David. What's the whole story behind this and when it comes to privacy?
So the thing about this is you just have to take charge, because Windows, Dell, all of these companies are going to try to get as much information from you as possible all the time. And in many cases, we're not really... don't really know that they're doing it. They're doing it behind the scenes. But anyway, so with Windows 11, most people are moving to Windows 11 now because of the Windows 10 demise in October. So folks should really know how to clean up Windows 11, the brand new one, and get your privacy nightmare taken care of, because there's a lot of things that it does that you probably don't want it doing.
Okay, such as what are some of the examples here that it is doing?
Well, let's look at a few things that really bother me. One is location tracking. Mm-hmm. So if you have a laptop, they know where you are, just like on your phones.
Okay.
Another one is, you may have heard the word before, but many people don't understand what it is, but it's called telemetry.
Yeah, no idea.
Telemetry?
Yeah, so telemetry. So that's built into Windows. It's also built into Dell. And what it does is it collects diagnostic data by default and sends it off to the people who are collecting the data, whether it's Dell or Microsoft or anybody else. The problem with that is that it's sending not just the data that you would think it would collect for diagnostics, it's sending additional data as well.
Oh, what kind of additional data?
Yeah, well, it would be an example.
So the optional data would in fact be your web browsing, your history, those types of things.
Okay.
So it's things that you don't want them knowing about you for their marketing aspects.
Yeah. Okay, so what if somebody, you know what, David, honestly, it's like I'm getting like burnt out on having my data mined so many times to the point where I'm like, you know what, just do it. Like, give me like some, if this is just all about personalized ads, is there another, you know, piece of information as opposed to just personalized ads? Like, is that all they're mining the data for? Or, I don't know. Like, are there any nefarious reasons?
Well, we want to consider one thing, that there's anyone can be hacked in this world. So if these companies have all your data, and we know that, for instance, Microsoft was just hacked, Dell has been or is going to be sometime in the future. So if they're collecting this data, they're probably not securing it in the most highly secure venue.
Okay.
So let's say it's just data. They're just mining data. So anyone else can get to this, and it's not just going to be advertising them.
Okay, I gotcha. So it's really just about vulnerabilities that the company might be open to.
Yeah, and then thus they're exposed, and then in turn, so are you exposed. And so, yeah. No, but I understand what Beth is saying, you know, and I feel the same thing, you know, with Facebook, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, for example, I'm doing the Weber Grill contest, and all of a sudden now Weber Grill is showing up in my feed.
Right.
It can be annoying, but at the end of the day, that's not the end of the world, but there's
right.
other stuff.
Like if I'm, you know, searching up, you know, new pool or new beach accessories, I'm like, okay, Windows, take my interest in beach accessories. But my thing is, let's say I use the Bank of America app on my mobile phone, my iPhone only, to look up my banking information.
Okay.
And let's say I have a Windows 11 laptop and then hackers hacked Windows, would they be able to get my information from Bank of America if I'm only using that mobile app on my iPhone?
If you're not using it on the Windows 11 system, there's no footprint there. There's no data to track.
Okay.
So But if they do get into your iPhone, which is not impossible anymore, they can have your whole world there.
Well, let's say I have my password stored on Google Chrome and I use Google Chrome on my Windows 11 laptop. We could assume that if the hackers hack my Windows 11 laptop, they can hack that Google Chrome password list, which you've already talked to us about in the past, which we appreciate. So essentially, they could get my banking information if I have my BOA password stored in Google Chrome that I'm using on my Windows 11 laptop, right?
Exactly right.
Okay.
So those are the things you need to think about. You need to let your mind go deeper into where this data goes and how it can be accessed by people who you wouldn't want access.
No, I think it's good to go through those scenarios. You're right, because I think you're right. You know, it's easy. And we have certainly gone over these types of topics before. But I guess the way that it works, you know, that David has mentioned is that most of the defaults are always going to be on give everything, and then you got to go through and turn it off, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So you want to make sure that you're in control. You take charge of your privacy, whether it's on a Windows 11 computer, on your iPhone. However, you're putting in your personal information, you have to control the data that's sent out from that device.
And it's unfortunate because in your blog post, it says, like, unlink OneDrive, disable your cloud clipboard sync. It seems as if we can't even use this technology to the fullest because it's so vulnerable. So would you agree with that statement? It's like we're getting a new computer, but then we're also disabling, like, a lot of the tech features that comes with it just to be safe.
You know, it's all what your risk assessment is and how vulnerable you want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't use OneDrive. I make sure that none of my data is sent off to anyone on a regular basis. But, you know, it's not going to save us, all of us anyway, Beth. You said it yourself. We've already been through a number of ransomware hacks and all of those types of things. Our data is out there. Mm-hmm. All we can do now is try to proactively stop it from continuing to happen and getting new stuff out there.
Because you also use, because David, you're so cognizant of everything, you use alternative, safer tech options. Like, you use a different kind of cloud that you think is safer, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And we use different types of password managers that we believe are better than the run-of-the-mill password manager. You know, remember a few years ago that the number one password manager, LastPass, who said they could never get hacked, got hacked and had their whole database stolen.
Oh, wow. Boy. Well, this I know what you're saying, right, David? Just, you know, follow these steps. And I know you have the information here. Some really, in the blog, this is all listed off on all the different things you need to do and how to do it, right?
Exactly. I've got eight simple steps to try to secure Windows 11 better than as it is when it comes out of the box. And it just takes, if you do all of these things and you've never done it before, it may take up to an hour to do it. But it's an hour well spent, in my opinion. Oh, and that's for the new people at Windows 11.
Yeah.
You never used it before. You need to know what's going on.
Important. No, I think that's that makes sense. All right, Windows 11. Check out David. Where do people go to read the blog?
At smartit.com. Click on my blog link and learn how to secure your Windows 11 computer.
xsmartit.com. David Snell, xsmartit. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.